We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern, and the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky, and while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Capital City, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is the third and final hour of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks, and it continues to be the 19th of February, 2011. Let's go straight to the phone lines. We're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman here in a moment of the International Forecaster, if everything goes as planned. But first, we have Mark in Texas. Mark, go right ahead.
Darren, I just wanted to jump back in real quick. This isn't a new world order. It's the new world economic order. It's exactly what you're saying. The president runs around. You can't set up a free trade zone unless you're a member of the club. And in order to be put into as a member of the club, you have to be given the designation of the most favored trade status.
That's right.
Nation. Okay. Now the president goes over there and he negotiates these on his own with his little entourage. They're called agreements. They're not called treaties. If it was a treaty, it had to be ratified by Congress.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they just do these silly little agreements. Now, what that'll do is allow you to set up a free trade zone, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's the club.
That's the club.
And they've got us to the point now that we have to go along with it, and every member of the club will also have to go along with this because the government restricts what you can manufacture or grow in your nation. So in other words, we can't grow certain things. We have to import them. They are starve.
Well, that's where they're forcing the people in this country to go along. But as time progresses, these foreign trade zones are going to continue to expand until they swallow the whole country, I believe. I think that's what the plan is. Ultimately, and what you said is absolutely right. In order, and they say this right on the World Trade Organization's own website, folks, put in a search engine, those of you who have internet access, if you type in principles of the trading system, it will take you to the World Trade Organization website where they actually talk about and explain what most favored nation trading status really means. And that's exactly it. I mean, this is how they're forcing all the countries of the world to play along with their game of globalization. Is you won't be able to export your products for sale without being in the club, as Mark pointed out.
And if you don't want to be a member and you don't want to pay your dues, you have just been labeled the access of evil. God bless you, Darren. Talk to you soon.
You're absolutely right about that, exactly. And that's what we got going on, folks. And this is why we need to educate our military as to what these wars are about. We need to stop playing their game and enforcing, because what the military is being used for is pawns to enforce the global dominant system. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be bringing up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Stay with us. This is Govern America. Don't go away.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Back to the broadcast, Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. I want to say real quickly to John in Laurel, Maryland, I got your disc that you mailed me with the songs on it, but unfortunately it arrived in pieces. So if you happen to be listening, I just want to let you know I haven't been ignoring you. I've been meaning to write you, but, you know, folks, if you're going to mail me discs, you got to you got to write "Do Not Bend" or something on the outer envelope, because unfortunately the Postal Service don't know, and they'll bend it and break it. That's what happened in this case. Anyway, lots going on in the area of the economic zones. Lots going on in the area of finance. I see the Associated Press now is reporting that the World Bank says food prices are at dangerous levels. They say global food prices have hit dangerous levels that could contribute to political instability, push millions of people into poverty, and raise the cost of groceries, according to a new report from the World Bank. The bank released a report Tuesday that said global food prices have jumped 29% in the past year and are just 3% below the all-time peak hit in 2008. Bank President Robert Zoellick said the rising prices have hit people the hardest in the developing world, because they spend as much as half of their income on food. They quote him as saying, "Food prices are the key and major challenge in facing many developing countries today. They say the World Bank estimates higher prices for corn, wheat, and oil have pushed 44 million people into extreme poverty since last June. What do we have to look forward to here in this country, ladies and gentlemen? To talk about that and other things, we bring up Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Nearly three decades, he was a stockbroker, owning his own firm for 18 of those years and serving over 6,000 clients. When he retired, he's a former U.S. Army counterintelligence officer. He's well-traveled, seen and lived in various parts of the world. After his retirement, he began writing the International Forecaster in June of 1991. He's been doing so ever since, going strong today. Bob, thank you very much for being with us again.
Well, you're welcome, and it's nice to be here again. Exciting times.
Exciting, and exciting is certainly a word. There's a lot of things that you can use to describe what's going on right now. First of all, I guess this is our first program together since the new year started. So it's been a while.
Yeah.
It's amazing how much happens in a short period of time now. I don't know. I guess the best place to start right now is at the unemployment. Unemployment numbers, I guess, have jumped. They just reported now 410,000 more people are out of work. As of the week ending February 12th, the official unemployment rate is back up to 10%. And that, I think that would be U3, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes, that would be U3, but I didn't notice it was 10%.
Yeah, that was my, I don't know what source that was. I'm just doing that from memory. But
you know, there is an
we have that on the website.
There,
I'm sorry?
Of 10.3%. And an independent company made that. And it's far closer to the truth than 9%, which is what the government's talking about. And but the real figure to look at is the government's U6 figure, mm-hmm. which is 16 3/8. And you know, over the next year or so, millions of people are going to stop receiving extended unemployment benefits, and I think that's going to be very upsetting to them. And also, it's going to be a real drag on the economy, because there's that much more money that won't be spent, even if it's spent on just the basics of life, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
It rather makes me think that the probability they'll extend it again, but people are still dropping off of it. And those people are not figured in U3, which is the 9 or 10 3/8% figure. They fall into the category of U6.
Mm-hmm.
But still, unemployment, if you remove the birth-death ratio, which is the birth and death of businesses, which is totally bogus, if you get into that, you'll find that unemployment is 22.6%. And it's been hovering there within a half a point for about 3 months. A good part of the effect of the stimulus package that was passed during the lame duck session is going to be over with probably by April. And then, of course, you have the $1.7 trillion, I expect, between now and the end of September, will be used to buy treasuries, agencies. The agency bonds are Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, and FHA. And they're telling you that they've only bought $500 or $600 billion worth, when in fact the figure is much higher than that, because they started last June.
Mm-hmm.
And we're almost a year into it. So if they want to keep the growth rate, which I projected to be 2.25%, down from 3% last year, then they're going to have to increase the amount of money that they put into the system, whether it's through treasuries or agencies or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep things more or less going sideways. I mean, last year,
I don't know why. We have some breakup on the line. I don't know if we have a bad connection or not.
It's probably my end. I've been having trouble.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess we'll just keep going, and hopefully it'll clear up here.
Well, if we have a break, I'll call back in again.
Okay. All right, very good.
We can try that.
All right.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that'll work.
Sure.
Hey, so anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead with what you were saying.
The 3% from last year is probably a real 1% if you extract the increase that was caused by the $1.7 trillion that was spent in QE1 and the $850-odd billion that Congress approved. And this time around, if they're going to get 2 to 2.25% doing the same thing, I think what they're going to have to do is go to QE3 and another net $2.5 trillion. And if they do that, this has some big ramifications. First of all, if I'm right, you're saying that there's a law of diminishing returns there. We're dropping from 3 to approximately 2%. Would QE3 give us 1%? Which would mean that real GDP would have been minus 1 to minus 1.5%. I mean, that's a terrific difference. And this year, I expect 14% inflation. It's around 7% right now, not the figure the government gives you. And that's where it was 3 years ago. When we had the deleveraging fiasco. And I expect it will be there by the end of the year. If we have QE3, then I think what we're looking at is some real problems in extended inflation, which could take us up to, say, 30%.
Now, If inflation is at 7% now, and you say you think it's going to go to 14% by the end of the year, what you're saying is that you think the prices are going to double?
Yes.
Where do you think
for the year, and that's already in progress.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general newspapers, they're talking 20, 30, 40% increases. I mean, this has been going on for the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
This government lies about everything.
Yeah. So you think how by the end of the year, you say you think it's going to be 14%. Where do you think ultimately? I guess it would just be a guess. You could only speculate. But how high do you think this is going to go? I mean, how many rounds of quantitative easing can we have before there's a realization that either, number one, it's not working. I know there's already been Federal Reserve officials, Board of Governor, at least one Board of Governor resigned over this policy because he disagreed with it. So we're seeing some dissension within the ranks. How far do you think they're going to take this thing?
Well, they don't have any way out. And because they don't have any way out, they have to keep on doing what they're doing. Or purge the system. And about the purge the system. So I think what's going to happen, we get QE3. And I predicted 2 and 3 last May. And very few were listening. And as it's turned out, we got QE2, which nobody had expected. And I think for sure we're going to get QE3.
All right, let's take the break. If you can disconnect and recall back, Bob, that would be great.
Right.
Folks, we're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. His website is linked up with ours at governamerica.com. It's intforecaster.com and theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll be back here in a moment here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. Hey, this land was made, you and me.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. TheInternationalForecaster.com is his website, and he's reconnected with us. And, you know, Bob, before the break, you were talking about the quantitative easing, this creating of money out of thin air by various means that the Federal Reserve is engaging in. You know, it came to me one day, it dawned on me that, you know, these people don't, you know, they don't choose these words for no reason. And I think a lot of the people, a lot of the talk show hosts and commentators that watch the Fed and talk about what they're doing, everyone's expecting a sudden collapse. Everybody's, you know, we've been talking about this for years, myself included, about someday the bottom's going to fall out and everything is going to collapse. But yet they call their system of inflation creation easing. And, you know, it dawns on me that maybe that's what the plan is to keep going with these rounds of quantitative easing until they ease us right into wherever it is they want to go, which is basically a inflationary and deflationary depression. What are your thoughts on this? You think this could be the strategy, that there's not going to be a sudden anything, but that it's a gradual, because it looks to me like that's exactly where we're at. I mean, the collapse of the dollar is well underway.
Well, I think what you're saying is true. As far as the collapse of the dollar is lower than it has been more recently. But, you know, we're using the USDX, which is a U.S. dollar index. That's six major currencies, which does not contain the yuan. And those six major currencies, the ones which the dollar is pitted against, so to speak, well, that's all well and good, but that really doesn't tell the story. For the last 10 years, against nine major currencies, the price of gold has increased each year on average 15.25%, and silver 20.375%. That's what people should be looking at. The move against the euro and the Swiss franc, the Swedish krona, the Japanese yen, the British pound, and the Canadian dollar, they're important, but all of these other currencies have fallen against gold and silver as well, in different degrees. And so, with that said, we're looking at a semi-false figure. The real figure is gold and silver. How is it done against gold and silver? And you have to remember, this is 1988, under the President's Working Group on Financial Markets and under executive order by Ronald Reagan, has allowed the Treasury and the Federal Reserve and Wall Street to manipulate gold and silver prices, which they've done in a more transparent manner every single day. They don't care whether you know it or not. Now, gold and silver have been suppressed. Where should they be selling? Gold probably over $3,000, silver over $100. Will they get there? Of course they will. History shows us that you can't indefinitely keep something down in the marketplace. Impossible. The market's far bigger than any government or group of governments. And all the markets together is a formidable opponent for all of them. And so, where should the dollar really be? Well, if you want to use the USDX, it might be at 40 in reality, and it's going to get there.
Yeah.
So that's what you use as a guideline.
You know, we have people now that are leaving the country, in evidently in droves, because they're trying to protect their assets, you know, and I guess the federal government now is taxing the assets that are leaving the country because people are trying to take the government hasn't yet confiscated with them, and now I just read recently they're talking about increasing these taxes that people are taking out of the country. You know, this is kind of like the Berlin Wall, you know, the American version of it, because basically if the government can take everything that you have when you try to leave, then it kind of forces you to stay, you know?
Well, let me tell you what they're doing.
Okay. Now,
first of all, they now, you know, they're not one bit concerned about what illegal alien comes over the border, but they have people who are at the planes all over the country. And let's say you're taking a flight from Chicago to Mexico and you stop in Houston.
We're up against the clock there, Bob. Hold your thoughts. Oh. We're going to take the bottom of the hour break. Folks, you can call in, too, 800-313-9443. Don't wait till the last minute to do it. 800-313-9443. And we're visiting with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. We'll continue here in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at HempUSA.org today.
Life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendovite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks. We're talking with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. He generally is here with us once a month, and so you're certainly welcome to call in and ask him a question, make a comment, 800-313-9443. I do hope that you folks won't wait until the last minute, because it seems to be what happens a lot of times. You call in just before we're about ready to go off the air. So do it early. 1-800-313-9443, that way we can get everybody in. Anyway, Bob, before the break, you were just getting ready to talk about, you know, the situation where people try to leave the country and the government taxes make, you know, force them, you know, they're trying to steal as people leave. Anyway, please continue with your thoughts.
Well, you can take out $10,000 as a combination of cash, traveler's checks, coins, whatever. But they do have people at the airports checking people, and if they're under the 10,000, they don't bother them. But if they're over, they want to know why you didn't file this form that they've got. And they have another form, even though you're under 10,000, you got to fill it out. And so you have this hassle going on all the time. It's harassment is what it is. And it's a precursor to currency controls, which I'll address later. Now, a year from last month, January, 2 years from January, so that would be 2013. If you live in a foreign country and you have a bank account, agreements have been made with all the countries that the bank that you have your account in will report to the IRS and send them one-third of the money in your account because the IRS says that you owe that in taxes. Now, if you don't owe it, ostensibly you can get the money back, but it might take you a couple of years. Now, the way you avoid that as someone who countries, first of all, when you leave, if you're going to take money out of the country, you wire it out of the country to a bank account that you already have or a corporation that you've set up in that country. Corporations are very often a better way to do it, but you've got to have legal help on that within the country that you go to. And when the money arrives, what you do, because of this new reporting by the IRS, you take the majority of the funds. Let's say you have $100,000. You take $90,000 and buy local coins. Let's take Mexico as an example because it's easy. They have Libidads, which are silver coins, similar to our silver eagles, and they've been around for a long, long time. And they have gold coins in 1 ounce, half ounce, quarter ounce. Well, actually, they're not 1 ounce, they're like 1.2 ounces, and half ounce approximately. And so they have the different denomination coins, and they're available. And so if you were to ship, let's say, $500,000 to Mexico to Banamex or one of those banks there, you could then take the money out of your account and purchase coins and or safe and have them in your home. Mexico is also one of the, and this encourages gun safes, one of the countries which will allow you to have weapons, but you got to buy them from the government, and they can't be bigger than the caliber that the military is using. But it's still effective to keep bad people away if they come and attack you. And they have a lot of guarded communities in Mexico like they have in many other countries. And so you can transport your wealth that way, keep it out of the bank, and have it right beside you essentially all the time. You always do stand, in any place that you go to, the possibility of having a home invasion robbery. And that means you got to be armed. And you can be armed legally in almost every country in your home. And so that's the best way to do it. And but it depends on where you're going. I don't know the rules as well in Argentina or Brazil or any of these other countries. And some of them have big taxes if you bring in silver, and some of them have no taxes at all. Some of them won't bring it, let you bring coins in or bullion. So you got to find this all out
ahead of time
from U.S. Customs and the country you're going to. And you do that by contact the consulate, and they will tell you.
All right, very good. Let's. We had a couple of phone calls here. 800-313-9443. Folks, if you want to call in, talk to Bob. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Earl in Iowa. Earl, good morning.
As you know, when one currency rises, Bob, another currency falls. They don't go up and down together. And when you're saying that the dollar is doomed, is going to go much lower, that necessarily implies that a currency such as the euro, which is already extremely overvalued versus the dollar, will continue to become more overvalued. You know, 10 years ago, the euro was worth 80 cents against the dollar. Today, it's worth like $1.37. So when you're saying that the dollar is going to continue to do poorly and decrease in value, aren't you saying that the already overvalued euro is going to continue to increase in value versus the dollar?
In all probability, you're right. And that's why it's so misleading, because the euro might be a little bit better than the dollar, but that's not very good. I mean, gold and silver are the place to be, because they'll hold their value against all the currencies and gain against every one. And I just showed you that with the figures I've got here. And if you go back 11 years, the figures are really dreadful on the currencies versus gold and silver.
But the euro, you know, the euro's been doing great. Gold's been doing great. You know, the euro hasn't done quite as well as gold, but you know, there are stocks which have done better than gold. There are stocks which haven't done quite as well as gold. But basically, everything is up against the dollar. And when you take, for example, when you say the dollar is going to decline, you're also saying the euro is going to increase. The problem with that view, in my opinion, is that the euro is already highly overvalued at $1.37 against the dollar. And what you're saying is, you know, we're just going to have a continuation of a flow into speculative assets such as gold, such as the euro, such as stocks. To say that gold is somehow different than all of the other speculative assets, I don't believe it's really true. I think what we have going on is called a dollar carry trade, where people have been speculators borrowing cheap dollars and putting that money into foreign currencies, the Aussie dollar, the euro. The Japanese yen has been doing very well. But when you look at the Eurozone, you look at Japan, they have terrible insolvency issues, which dwarf those in the U.S. in the near term here. So I think when a person who believes, as you do, who believes that the already overvalued euro is going to continue to become more overvalued, that there might be a problem with that thinking. If this dollar carry trade were to unwind, I think you might see all of the speculative assets that decline in value, including stocks, the euro, the yen, other foreign currencies, just risky assets in general, decline in value. We had the same thing a couple years ago. Everyone was saying, you know, gas prices are going to, oil is going to go to $200, then $300. You know, and we have the same thing now with soft commodities. Everyone's saying, "Well, look how much higher they've gone." That means they're just going to continue to keep going higher and higher as the dollar continues to decline. And right now, when you have negative sentiment against the dollar, is in the 90s. You know, which is and basically what you're saying is when you have 90% of people negative on the dollar, which you are, that this trend is just going to continue. But history shows that when you have extremes in sentiment, such as we have now, that's the time when things usually reverse.
You want to respond to that, Bob?
Yeah, I think the dollar situation is unique, in as much as you have budget deficit of $1.6 trillion and you have the Federal Reserve, whose assets are about $60 billion, carrying $2.5 trillion in bad debt. So essentially you have an economy that's bankrupt.
But look at the states.
Hold on, let Bob talk.
Most of the states are bankrupt as well.
Look
and
at
the
euro
banks
and
in
Japan
Europe
now,
are bankrupt as well. So if we're going to have that kind of situation, the only place you can go to is gold and silver, and for most people, because the commodity market is very, very difficult to play, even with professional help. And the individuals in that market usually lose 85% of their investment. So the commodity market is really for professionals only. And so for the average person, the only place to go is to gold and silver.
But when you're trying to say that gold and silver is different from commodities, it really isn't. I mean, cotton's up
100%. Of course it is.
Cotton is up
100%. I mean, gold has been used and silver's been used as monetary metals for 7,000 years. Come on.
Well, how about copper? Well, should we invest in copper then, too?
Well, the last time they used copper and iron was in the Ming Dynasty, which was about 1,200 years before the birth of Christ.
Well, copper's up 100%. Why not buy copper? Gold's up 100%.
Because I just explained to you that the average person is not professionally equipped to go into the commodity market and go against professionals.
Well, copper is a metal. Gold is a metal. And it sounds like you're trying to say that speculating in gold is not really speculating, whereas speculating in copper is speculating. I would suggest to you that basically these are all speculative assets, which, yes, they increase in value as the dollar declines, but when you have right now a situation where the last sentiment reading out there said that 98% of investors surveyed are bullish gold and 90-some% are bearish the dollar, this is the camp that you're in. And
well, those figures are totally out of line. Totally out of line.
All right.
The positive sentiment for gold and silver right now is 28%.
Where are you getting that information?
Right, is a 96% negative on gold and silver, and they, as a group, have been wrong 99% of the time in the last 5 years.
Hold on, newsletter writers who have been right.
And incidentally, you tell me, what investment is not speculative?
The only investment which is not speculative at this point is the U.S. dollar.
You got to be kidding me.
Have you heard of the dollar carry trade, Bob? That's what we have going on now. The leveraged speculators are borrowing U.S. dollars and putting money into all of the other speculative assets. When this desire to speculate reverses, it's the dollar which increases in value, and all of the speculative assets such as euros, Aussie dollars, yen, decline in value when the dollar increases in value. When you say that 28%,
that's entirely untrue.
When you say that 28% of investors are bullish gold, that's just silly, because I go, you can't find anyone that doesn't like gold. Everyone loves it.
That's ridiculous.
I could go to
all
of
them. Are you a professional in the markets?
Pardon me?
Are you a professional in the markets?
Yes.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm retired.
Well, how can you be a professional in the markets if you're retired?
Well, I don't sell gold like you do. Now, the thing is...
Oh, wait a minute. I don't sell gold.
But you get paid money to pump gold, right?
Absolutely not. What are you talking about? Take this guy off the line.
Yeah, we'll move on here.
This is crap.
Well, the thing about it is, you know, it doesn't really make any sense to me what he's saying either, because... He's wasting our time.
Yeah, he's one of these people who thinks he knows something and he doesn't.
You know, holding the dollars, it's obvious the dollar is going down. And I don't know. Anyway, let's move on. Ron in Missouri. Ron, go ahead.
Howdy.
Yeah, Ron.
Yes, sir. Okay. Now that we can move on from that bit of nonsense.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're right. I don't have gold.
And then I get accused of pushing coins. Nobody pays me to do anything except my subscribers.
There you go.
And I work over 30 hours a week trying to help people, and I have Bubis Americanas. Come on.
There you go. I like that. Or maybe graduated from Bonehead University, summa cum dummy, but anyway. I don't have gold or any of that. I've been buying food and other supplies. And that kind of stuff. But I would like to find a place where I could get silver coins, where I could just have them mailed to me, say have it debited out of my account every month, because I'm visually impaired and I don't drive. But I can't find any place who will do that at all. And the other thing,
I think if you each month you go to a dealer.
Yeah, but I don't drive.
Pardon me?
I don't drive. I'm blind.
Oh no, but if you telephone a dealer.
I've tried that, and they won't do it. I've tried all of them. I tried a bunch in St. Louis. I've tried the ones advertised on the radio.
Wait a minute. How much money are you talking about?
I'd like to do 100 a month in silver coins.
Yeah, they can't do that.
Well, that's what I want.
I mean, it's just cost prohibitive. I mean, just to ship the coins, it costs about $30 or $40.
Well, you know, I'm willing to pay it, but anyway. Anyway, my other point is that I don't think any state is broke. If you go read the Confidential Financial Reports I've read in our area around here in Missouri, they got more money and all kinds of crazy stashes that they don't want to account for, and I just don't believe that any state, city, or county is really broke if you go trying to find all their assets and all that stuff.
Why don't you tell them to cash them in and service these debts that they have?
It's not a good idea to me, but they
wouldn't work. Why don't you go down and show them what they gave you? We have to take the break here.
We'll be back, folks. Stay with us.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
All right, we only have a few minutes left here, so I'm going to give you a chance, Bob, to give out your newsletter information. If people want to subscribe to the International Forecaster, you put it out twice weekly. How would they go about doing that?
Well, it's about business, finance, economic, social, and political issues all over the world. We publish on Wednesdays via email, runs around 40 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month for those who are not on the Internet, and everything you need to know is in that publication every week. Free introductory copy, theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternational, F-O-R-E, caster.com, or www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. If you have a question and you'd like to send it to us, or if you would like to get our latest release in gold and silver shares, or the shares that we're recommending, you can email us at bob@intforecaster.com, bob@intforecaster.com, or you can call toll-free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Okay, very good. Ron, did you finish up? Do we still have Ron? I guess we don't. All right, Blue in Tennessee, are you there?
Hello.
Yes, go right ahead.
Bob, let me ask you your opinion of Porter Stanley and the End of the World campaign. First of all,
what they're doing is they have this a program which they tell you what they think is going to happen. And they could very well be correct. What I find disturbing is that it's a back-end loaded situation where they then, for people who send in for free information, they then solicit them $3,000 to purchase their hot stock or $1,425 for their hot gold and silver stocks. And that's really what it's all about. It's a very deceptive way of selling, and there's others who are doing it.
I agree, but it just seems a very good way, though, to get people more interested in what's going on. I have used it as a very effective tool to get people engaged to exactly what's happening in the world.
That's fine. I'm just telling you what they're doing with it.
Right.
And there's another group that's doing the same thing, and they call it back-end loading. And it's an old trick in the newsletter business, we'll call it, by the same group of people who've been doing it for years. And I don't think that's right. I give people stocks, and I give them to them for nothing. And they're not even subscribers. I help people. All these people want to do is get rich and deceive people. I don't think that's correct.
That was what I was wondering, is if I should continue to use this as a tool to wake people up or not.
Well, I think you can continue to use it. What grades of school are you teaching?
Well, no, these are just people that I come in contact with on a daily basis, but I'm trying to
wake up.
Well,
just make sure that they don't pay for their pump-and-dump stock recommendations, because that's what they are.
Yes,
and incidentally,
right.
I've been in and affiliated with the stock market. I own my own firm for many years, for 51 years, so I think I know something about it.
All right, I appreciate your opinion. Thank you.
Thanks for the call there, Blue. Appreciate it. And thanks, Bob, for joining us for another hour. It's certainly been interesting.
Yeah, you get it. I'll see you in a month or so.
Yeah, 800-375-4188 is the toll-free number, and theinternationalforecaster.com. Check out his newsletter. He's got a lot of great information in there. And, folks, we're at the end of our hour, at the end of our time. Join us again next week. Pray for this republic. Do what you can to restore it. God bless each and every one of you. Phil Pozderek is up next on the network. We'll see you next week.
The next